I'm real proud that I'm in this anthology or that I have a piece in it, and I'm proud to read to this company. Long time coming. The house fires were always in Colored Town. Dad called them less fortunate. We were cold and hungry too, but different. We were meant for college. The missile crisis came. Castro had nukes. Bombers flew over every few minutes. Convoys ran Dixie Highway for weeks, so it was hard crossing to school. We had no basement for shelter. I dug a hole in the yard one time. It filled with seawater. We were drilled in class, marched to the closet to cower. When Nixon got in, I was terrified. Thought he might use nukes in Vietnam, burn everything clean. Yeah, it's a good poem. Florida Soda Fountain, 1963. Mom drove me to ranches to use the tube tester, bought the replacements, then our lunch, grilled cheese and a chocolate milkshake. Three men were talking. No Navy boats in the inlet. Good. Those Kennedys won't be coming back. This one will appear online in Trailer Park Quarterly, which is a perfect place for it. Election day. Election day. Palmetto bugs perch dead still or fly right at you. The day after, I woke in the dark to a loud scraping. It was perched on a foam cup, rubbing its jaw on the lip. Another time I cut one in half with a hoe. Both ends scrambled into the grass. I wrote this one for tonight. Somebody to Love, Jefferson Airplane. The night Bobby Kennedy died, that wounded us all. The finality of it, the sick certainty, nukes in Nixon's hands. Martin Luther King, I hardly knew who he was. And not till Denzel's movie did I know Malcolm X had even lived. But when Gracie Slick burst out of the radio at that Boston crossroads, big as a football field, streets at all angles, no lights, no signs, I just sat there, stunned. Tears are running down your breast. It's the same now. 1970, this one's going to show up in Live Mag. It's a New York print journal. I was in that first lottery, drawn by birthday, 341. No worries. But I thought again, sat for the exam, took the flight physical, waited and hoped. Larry was at Travis. When he heard about it, he called, talked me out of it. I regret not going, but I'm grateful too. So many I knew, gone. Coming in off the farm. At first light, Lil shook each sunflower stalk and looked up to urge each drooping head, wake up. I turned a dough bowl for her, cut wide from a barn timber. It flew apart as I sanded it smooth, scarred me and broke my jaw. One weekend, Beth threw an MDA party. She was someone's girlfriend, said it was great for sex. I might have been into it, but I was still sore, and I never liked speedy drugs. Lil did, though. I went out front to chop wood while people showed up. As each arrived, I flashed my wired mouth and rasped, "Who are you?" Late that night, Beth had a seizure. She came out of it, took some pills with whiskey, went back to bed. That fall, the owner bulldozed the barn and sold the house. After they cut the sewer line, we kept using the toilet. Feral dogs got all the chickens. Briarwood Mall went up across the street. Lil and I moved into town. Soon after, she told me the neighbors were talking about us. I reasoned with her, then argued, but she became silent and filled our house with folded grocery bags so I could no longer touch or even find her. Retirement home. Tribute to the class of 66. This is a resentment poem. On Holocaust Remembrance Day, we drove for a poetry reading to the Riverdale Jewish home in New York. We arrived early, worked through the afternoon in the solarium, while those who lived there went about their lives. Many live in wheelchairs or with walkers, many with hired caregivers, most of them just a generation younger, and most with Caribbean accents. They gathered at 2 o'clock, listened to a talk of remembrance and the miracle of their children and grandchildren. Then one at a time, the survivors among them were named and stood if they could. Later that evening, when it came my turn, no one complained or turned away, not when I reminded them of the murders at the Tree of Life in Pittsburgh. Not when I raised a picture of Colin Kaepernick and asked that we learn to celebrate the dead one at a time. And not when I reminded them that though they had faced their own murders, it is cowardice to forget the murders of others. Just this weekend, a Facebook post from an old classmate portrayed immigrants as vermin. Maybe someone else can finish this one for me.
Yeah, got it. Thank you. Just this weekend, a Facebook post from an old classmate portrayed immigrants as vermin, an image etched in the minds of any who know Nazi propaganda, and anyone with common sense. Several liked the post. Several more rejected my protests as politics. And more telling, could we just post pictures of our families, our graduation, the car hops at the hut? What a contrast to those survivors who willingly heard, "My old friends, what happened to you that made you cowards?" Thank you, Don.
I think that's enough. Thanks.